Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to sing, I'll Be Kind. Think of something kind that you can do for someone who lives in your home. Try doing that kind thing for them today, and let's sing together.
I will be kind to the kitties each day. It makes Jesus glad. It makes Jesus glad. I will be kind to the kitties each day, for this makes dear Jesus glad. I will be kind to the doggies each day. It makes Jesus glad. It makes Jesus glad. I will be kind to the doggies each day, for this makes dear Jesus glad.
Do you have a lamb or a sheep toy? Maybe a stuffed animal or a pitcher somewhere in your house like that? Can you grab it as we sing, I am Jesus, little lamb? If you don't have one close, that's okay. You can still sing with us. Jesus is with us day and night, loving us tenderly.
I am Jesus, little lamb. He will shepherd me. He is with me day and night, loving tenderly. Since I am so very small, Jesus keeps me close, holding me in his strong arms. All my needs he knows.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. When the good shepherd knew one of his many sheep was missing, what did he do?
He went to go find the sheep.
He left all the others in a safe place, and he went and he looked for that one lost sheep. Question 2. How did the shepherd feel when he found his lost sheep? Was he mad or was he happy?
Happy.
Oh, yes, he was happy. That lost sheep was no longer in danger. He had found it. Question 3. Does Jesus come to help us and love us when we are in danger?
Yeah.
Jesus is a good shepherd.
Yes, Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are his sheep. Our lesson today is Arowana Fish, Psalms 121, verse 5. Heavenly Father, help us to understand this story and see you in it. Amen. In God's nature book, there are many mommies and daddies that watch carefully over their babies. But who usually takes care of babies in the animal world?
The mom and the dad.
The mommy does. In the Arowana fish family, it's the daddy fish who cares for the eggs and the baby fish. Soon after the mommy arowana lays her eggs, the daddy arowana puts them in his mouth.
That's funny.
Isn't that silly? He holds the eggs in his mouth to protect them and to keep them safe. Jesus gave the daddy arowana a big mouth so he could hold hundreds of eggs. Have you ever tried to keep your mouth full of food without swallowing it?
Yes.
That would be really tough. Well, he has all these eggs in his mouth, but he can't swallow them. So since he can't eat, is he showing love by putting the babies before his own wants?
Yes.
Yes, he is. But what a nice daddy. Can the daddy fish eat food for himself when he's taking care of those eggs in his mouth?
No.
No, he can't eat anything, because if he did, He'd swallow an egg, and he couldn't do that. That wouldn't be a good daddy. When the young fish hatch, they are called small fry. Can you say that? Small fry. The daddy arowana starts letting the small fry swim around just a little bit. But if danger comes, he gives the small fry a signal. Get back in my mouth right away. The small fry live in their daddy's mouth until they're big enough to live outside. That way they're safe. An arowana fish is 2 to 3 feet long, maybe the size of a medium-sized dog. That would be a big fish. Jesus made the special arowana fish to watch over and care for its small babies in a special way. And he gave you a mommy and a daddy or someone else special to take care of you. Are you thankful God gave you a family to take care of you? I am. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Luke 15:6. You can say it with me. Rejoice! I have found my sheep which was lost. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Rejoice with me, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Luke 15:6. Rejoice with me, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Luke 15:6.
I'm so glad you joined me again today. It's so fun learning about God through nature, isn't it? You can continue listening to this program so you can learn it really well. Don't forget to share with your friends. You can ask your mommy and daddy if they can tell your friends how to find the Seed Pod for Beginners so that they can learn their memory verse and learn about Jesus as their friend. Let's fold our hands. It's time for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you take care of us. Thank you for giving us family who loves us. And thank you for being our family, our true keeper and helper. Help me to be kind today in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today is Savior Like a Shepherd. Think about Jesus being your very own shepherd as we sing. See you next time.
Savior like a shepherd.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.